Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the hottest coaching show on internet radio right here, coming to you live. This is Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Well, I am here to help you get your day pumped up, moving forward, onward and upward, reaching for greater things, reaching for higher things, pressing toward the mark of that high calling. Well, good morning, good morning. And I know you're pressing toward that mark. That's why you're up. That's why you're out and about doing what you got to do. For those of you who are, well, I know for some of you at least, it is probably nighttime, depending on what part of the country that you are in. Nonetheless, you are moving forward. You know, I used to love that TV show. You are. Don't you quite remember that? You are. I just like how she would emphasize this. You are. And so I want to say, you are walking into your destiny. You are fulfilling your dream. Yes, you are the head and not the tail. Well, we are overly excited about the show today. We have an interesting show for you today. Our guest today, we will be hearing from momentarily, Mr. Reverend Ralph Bunch Terrell. He will be joining us in the studio this morning to talk about a very, very important matter that really does impact everyone. Everyone is impacted by this in some shape, form, or fashion. Now, if you're a small business owner, you definitely want to take as many notes as possible, because he's going to be telling us some, giving us some tips and strategies and things that we can do to protect our businesses, to help our businesses flourish, to help them grow and expand. If you, in your personal life, there's still things that you want to know as it relates to your personal taxes. You know, April will be here before we know it, and you need to get things in order. You know, many of us small business owners, we probably could have made twice as much in revenue and profits, rather, than we are making. But because we do not understand how the tax laws work and understand the various tax codes, we're not able to take advantage of many of the deductions and things that we could do. So we wanted to bring him on so that he could share that information with us, and therefore we could be even that, you know, more ahead of where we need to be and where we are trying to go. So I just want to take a moment to give a shout out to those of you who are tuned in. Good morning, good morning, Patricia. Good morning in the chat room. Good morning and welcome. We're waiting for our guest to call in, but meanwhile, we will do what we do. Good morning, Mr. Paul Kiriazi, all the way from Tokyo, Japan. How are things over there? I know it's around 9 o'clock at night there in Tokyo, 7 or 8 o'clock at night. So what's going on all the way across, as Wendy Williams would say, across the pond? How are things going over there in Japan? What is happening over there right now? So anyway, he's going to give us an update on what's going on in Japan. We can't physically be there, but we have partners over there, and so we will learn what they're doing, what's going on. Also, there's a couple of birthday shout-outs we want to give. If this is your birthday month, we celebrate you. Happy birthday to you. Any other celebration that you have this month, it could be wedding anniversary. Maybe your children are celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to them. Maybe this is your one-year anniversary, your son anniversary for your job, for your business. I believe Miss Hope Harper there in Cincinnati, she's the sole proprietor for Custom Care Cleaners located at 8876 Coleraine Avenue. This is her fourth year in business, so we celebrate her. Congratulations, Miss Hope Harper. You got just 3 years to go to beat all the statistics about new business startups. You know, the statistics say that new businesses will fail within their first, somewhere between their, you know, year four and year seven. And then they also say that after about 7 years, you'll begin to really make a profit. So you're about to reach those statistics. So just hang in there. You got three more years. Don't give up. You've got to stay in things long enough until you can see the victory. Until you see the victory in a thing, do not give up. Now, Mr. Les Brown says it this way. He says that don't quit until you win. Don't give up until you win. And I'm saying it this way. Don't stop until you see the victory. Now, as soon as my guest comes to the line, our special interviewee, Mr. Ralph, Reverend Ralph Bunch Terrell, what I would love for him to do is to hit his number one key, and that way I will know it's him on the switchboard. Other than that, there will be many callers there, and so if he could just hit his number one key, and I will know it's him. So as we wait for him, let me tell you, as I was saying, the victory, the win, the championship. You see, you don't stop until you see the victory. You keep going. You press your way. I think it was Thomas Edison. Imagine when he was discovering the light bulb. Just imagine had he quit when he was discovering electricity. Just think had he stopped at his 999th time. And anywhere before that, you see, You got to keep going and going and going until you find your victory. So we are excited about many people are going to find their victory in writing, because on Saturday, March 12th, we are having our first Northeast International Christian Writer and Publisher Convention. You can go to the website, LilisaJWilliams.com, and register for this convention. There will be at least 9, possibly more, authors on hand for you to listen to. We're going to do a panel discussion, and then you will be able to ask questions. There's going to be some teaching going on that will show you the writing process, will teach you what you need to do to get your book from your heart to their hands. I'm talking about from the writing process all the way down to the book launch, book signing, book distribution, and then we have our awesome friend, Mr. Ralph Bunch-Terrell, that can also tell you how to keep your books, how to keep your taxes. We have other accountants that we work with that can show you how to run your book as a business, how to run your book as a business so that you will never, ever be broke another day in your life. Okay, so we're going to be there to show you that. And again, yes, if you come to this workshop convention on March the 12th, Saturday, at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, on Route 1 and 9 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., we will teach you how to get your thoughts, your ideas, your concepts, your principles, your secret processes to success in many areas, how to get it from your heart and your mind into their hands, and we will show you how to make it a business. Therefore, you will never, when I say never, I mean never be broke another day in your life. We're going to show you some things that you can do, that you can put into place, some strategies, some ideas. And trust me, you will be amazed. Now, the registration fee for this event is the lowest you'll ever find anywhere. I'm like the Walmart of seminars, okay? You know how Walmart has all these great items, but yet they're able to keep their price low. Now, some people are amazed at that, but that is simply a business strategy. That's a pricing strategy. Their price, their strategy is to keep their prices low, yet giving you a greater quality. So on this day, for your $30, you're not going to find anything like this, probably throughout the whole country, ever, where you will get all of this information to network with all of these successful authors. I'm talking about authors that are doing it big. Right there, I have people that want to come but can't make it because they have other things that would be there. So we're going to go on and we're going to do it again in the fall, but this will definitely be a spring and a fall event right here in the Northeast. You know, I've spent hundreds of dollars to go to an event like this, hundreds, and you're going to get to come for $30. Why? Because this is the conferences, seminars, and the workshops that I do are put together. I'm the Walmart seminar. I know Patricia's probably in the chat room laughing by now. But yes. Okay, Patricia, I expected to see a ha-ha here and there from you on that one. I'm calling myself the Walmart of seminars. So you're going to get, it's going to be power-packed. Author Deborah Brown Davis. Authors, Elizabeth Allen Patty from Philadelphia. She writes children's books. You're going to have Pastor Rebecca Simmons with her. Her books are very insightful. You will be able to see yourself and, you know, see, okay, I need to make a change here or there. She has Nobody's Business, Daddy's Love, and several other, Pump Up the Power, and several other books. We have, you heard right here on the radio show, Dr. Lee Jones, who is the CEO and editor-in-chief for Inspire magazine. I was thinking about the other magazine that I also write for, which is Having Church for Women. That's a magazine out of New York. As a matter of fact, I have a few articles now that I got to get submitted. Powerful, powerful women's Having Church for Women's magazine. But, you know, men can read the magazine as well. As a matter of fact, I would advise you to go over and get signed up and get your subscriptions for those magazines. Very, 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 very powerful pieces of literature. You know, writing is probably the old, you know, there's probably nothing older than writing. Hello? Hello, somebody? There's probably nothing older than writing other than speaking. Remember he said, let there be light. Let there be waters below the firmament. Let there be animals and birds and bees, you see. Let us make. Ah, see, there it is. He said, let there be. He didn't say, let us make fish. Let us make sun. No, he just said, let there be. But then when it came time for humankind, he said, let us make. Oh, I love it. I love it. You are unique, whether you want to know it or not. Whether you want to face it or not, you are divinely and supernaturally unique. You see, everything else he said, let there be, let there be, let us. But when it came time to make you and me, he now says, let us make. So guess what? You've been made. Hallelujah. I think that's good news, y'all. You've been made to be a success. You are a success from the get-go. Don't let anyone ever tell you that you are not a success. It's just that simple. I mean, really, whose report are you going to believe? Okay, well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. You see. All right. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, he spoke and it happened. And then he made and it happened. So you've been made. And so we thank you. We welcome you here to the show. Good morning. Good morning to North Carolina in the house. Good morning. Good morning. Cincinnati, good morning. Welcome. You know, February, if you missed yesterday's show, go back and tune in. Yesterday, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi was doing part three of Living the James Bond Lifestyle. So if you missed that, please, please, please make sure you go back and you tune in to that show and, you know, get all those good tips. I know he was talking about giving out some good tips and advice on relationships. I did go back and check the archives. Many people have already tuned in to the archives and listened to the show. But you wanted, people were blessed by the show. People were tuned in. So you definitely want to make sure you go and listen to the show Monday. Now, the Monday coming is part four. So you don't want to miss it. Part four. And therefore, you have had all four pieces of Living the James Bond Lifestyle. So make sure you go back and listen to the past episodes if you have not, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Coach Lalisa Show, 7 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, that was really, really good. And then we have the rest of the week. Well, tomorrow, you all know, we will have Mr. Percy Walker here. So, and then Thursday, I'm going to be talking on Thursday, so you want to make sure you tune in. On Thursday, I'm going to be talking about how to find the job you love. So how to find the jobs you love, how to really, you know, find what it is that you love to do. How do you know? How do you make that choice, make that decision? And then on Friday, I'm going to be talking about small business success. We're going to do a small business success roundtable on Monday. So we're going to have individuals that have small businesses. We want you to tune in, ask your questions, give us your comments, give us your tips, your success secrets, things that you're doing that you've learned along the way. And so that's what we're going to do on Friday. Now, let me tell you about my interesting, oh my God, boy, this is hot, a couple of things. I'm doing a workshop tour around, you know me, let me go, get me around somewhere. So here's the thing, I absolutely love when I get the chance to present on some topic and help people change their lives forever. So another seminar that I'm doing, it's entitled, and it's also the book that I'm finishing up. I'm working on 3 books, by the way, for those of you who have lost track. Let me name them. One book is Think Like a Lady, Act Like a Lady, and Get the Man. And that is a guide to women for happiness, wholeness, and being fulfilled. Now, the other book is Anointed for Impact. I'm also working on that. That one's close to being finished. And that book is really about how to use your gifts in the body of Christ for those to change a dying world, to make an impact on your job, at work, and everywhere you go. That's Anointed for Impact. And so it's to tell people, show people how they can be making an impact with what God has given them. And then my other book that I've been working on since 2009, I started this book in 2009 with a speech that I gave in Virginia. It's entitled From Prostitute to Princess. From Prostitute to Princess. And it's about how God can change you so completely and how you can never get stuck or comfortable in your has-been. In other words, in the thing that has happened to you. Never get stuck there. Yes, you have to experience it. You have to acknowledge it. But don't get stuck there. And so this is to teach people how to get unstuck. And my journey, my personal, it's a personal journey. But in my personal journey will be clues and tips and insights to how you can get unstuck. Okay, so that's From Prostitute to Princess. Yes, it's my personal journey of how I got there and how I got out of there and how I got to where I am today. And in reading that, you are going to find tips, clues, suggestions, nuggets of wisdom, affirmations, quotes, and even some things that will make you it'll make you cry, laugh, and all at the same time. And even feel sorry for me. And there are many people, they hear this testimony or the story, and they begin to feel sorry. And I say, oh, don't feel sorry for me. It's going to be a book. And I have this young lady who's already fastly working to get it to be a movie. So that's what you have coming from your coach, Coach Lalisa. So I'm so thankful for those of you who tune in each and every morning, those who are staying connected, because this year, we will be doing so many wonderful new things. But yes, that seminar, we're going to be launching it here in New Jersey in March, Women's History Month. I believe it's going to be March the 26th. I will get the confirmation on that date today if you can make it to the seminar. And hear the amazing story. It's in a story of trauma, because, yes, I was traumatized. It's a story of tenacity, because after being, if you can overcome your trauma, you will build tenacity, and it's a story of being resilient, triumphant and a story of success. So look for that. It will be going next, I do believe, the first other place it will be going, I believe, is Ohio, but I'm not certain. Because as we get phone calls, we will just answer the call. And again, you know, we're here to show people what you were created to do, okay? What you were created to do. And so some people don't know what they were created to do. Some people do know, but we're here to show people. And if you know what you were created to do, well, what else? What else? What else? Because you normally go from glory to glory. So we don't go to glory and sit down, take a chill pill, you know, and reach higher. No, no, no. It's not our 30-year job, so to speak. We're going from glory to glory to glory. And so we keep moving up. We keep getting up. And we keep going higher and higher and higher in Him. And therefore, He has more and more things for us to do. Remember the story of the talents. For everyone who used what they had, He doubled it and gave them more. So don't think that you're going to run. You will never run out of things to do. So again, as soon as my guest, if he should come to the show, if he does come, he will just hit the number one key. And, you know, but here's the thing. Today is Tuesday. We talked about several things already. We talked about victory. You do not stop until you see the victory. And see, that's why it's so important to use one of Dr. Stephen Covey's habits, where he says you have to begin with the end in mind. You begin with the end in mind. Therefore, now that you have this visual, this picture of what the end will look like, you know, it's how God does it. You know, he knows the end from the beginning. Hello. He says, I know I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So, you know, God was the first one who did this ending thing in the beginning. So don't get it twisted, all right? And he said, so therefore, he says, I know the plans that I think towards you. He already knows. So he already knows the ending. And he's given us the ability to do the same thing. So you get this visual in your mind. Put it in your mind's eye. You have to see it. You see the end result. Now you back up, you know, to the beginning, and you got to get started. But here's the secret to achieving your goals and your dreams and living the destiny that God has created for you is that you have to take the first step. You know, there's a saying that says, the journey of 1,000 miles. You ever walked 1,000 miles? I know some of us have, right, over time. But the journey of 1,000 miles starts with just 100 steps, right? No, starts with 10,000 steps. Oh, no, okay, I'm just kidding. Right, it starts with just one step. It doesn't start with, well, I'm going to try to do it. It doesn't start with, well, I wish I could do it. No, no, no. It starts with taking one step. Remember what we said, talking about the law of physics. Once you put something in motion, it's easier. Listen to me. Hear me good. Once you put something in motion, it's easier to now keep it moving. But when something is sedentary, has been sitting, is just sitting there, it is almost impossible to get it going. It takes so much more energy to stop and start and stop and start. Because people wonder, and I know sometimes they look at my life and say, why does she keep going? And it seems that I don't get sleep and I don't rest and I don't stop. But those people who are very, very close to me, like hubby Drew, he knows how much rest I get. So you can't convince him of that, because sometimes, you know, there are some people that only need to know certain things. But it's because I understand. I took, you know, not a major physics course, but it was part of the math that I had to learn when I decided to go back to school because some of you know I dropped out of school. I didn't learn much of anything. But then when I went back to college and I was forced to learn some things, well, I was forced to take, there was some physics that was included in one of the maths that I had to take. And in that short time period, I never straight out took a physics class, but there was a part of physics in one of the levels of math that I had to do. And they taught, and I remember they, you know, so it's easier to keep a thing moving. And the term is inertia. Once inertia gets started, it's easier to keep it. It builds energy and it keeps going. And then as it keeps going, it has more energy to keep going. That's why, yes, I get sleep, but I can't get too much sleep because then it's harder to get going. That's why you see people that it's hard for them to do things and they can't figure out why. They say, oh, I don't have any energy. Well, you've got to use energy to create more. You know, energy can't be created or destroyed. It can only be transferred. So you're transferring it over and over and over again into activities. But when you complete activities that you love, things that you enjoy doing, you're actually creating more energy for yourself to get more things done. But when you are involved in a lot of things that you hate, it actually drains your energy. Therefore, you don't have the energy to get done the things that you would really want to do. So that is why I promote this doing what you love thing. I really do. I mean, I really believe that it's critical to your success. So when you do what you love and you stay with it until the victory, you see the end from the beginning, get it in your mind's eye, get a visual of how this thing is going to look. See it done. Okay. All right, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Keep it coming, love. Keep it. Well, that's the one thing I cannot do is sing, you see. But here's the thing. I'm not a singer. However, put it like this, I can sing. I don't mean it like that because everyone can sing. It just doesn't sound all that great. However, it's okay because the universe knew my love for singing. Because as a child, I was always singing. Oh, my God, I sang every day. I was in love with music and singing. That was my thing. If I would have had, you know, the type of voice, or I had known how to train my voice, I would have been one of the biggest singing stars you would have ever seen. However, and I'm going to tell you about that awesome conversation I had last night. It was off the chain. Wait till you hear about it. But anyway, I always loved to sing. So the universe knew I loved to sing. And so what did the universe bring me? My husband, Drew, because he's a singer, and he loves to sing, and he sings all the time. And he sings to me sometimes, and you know, he's always singing around the house, and it just amazes me how God is. It just, you know, God is so amazing. And so that's why you have to tap into the secrets of your heart. Know what's there so that when it shows up in your life, you will recognize it and not miss it. You know, if I didn't know that about my, you know, singing, oh my gosh, I could have, you know, missed out on something that makes my heart sing. And actually, he loves for me to sing with him. So, like, I sing in the choir with him at church, and he's always reminding me, you got to go to choir with us. Come on. You got to sing. And I actually sound better when I'm singing with him. So it's kind of cute. But I said all that to say, a hope deferred makes the heart sick. So don't make your heart sick. Find out what's in your heart. Find out what you love. Discover what's there and make it happen. And don't wait for other people. You know, if you wait to do something for somebody else, stop that. No, go do it. Okay, this is what I know you say. Well, we need partners. We need people to help us. Yes, and you'll meet them along the way. You will meet those partners those people, those connections, those helps along the way. But don't wait, please, please, don't wait, don't wait. Now, victory, victory. You will receive the victory when you keep going. Don't give up. Don't stop. Keep going. Business success is yours. You know how many people, I was at a seminar yesterday morning. Yeah, some of you know at the radio show, I had to fly off and fly down to Somerset, New Jersey to conduct a seminar. And there were about 15 people in the room. And they were all, you know, looking for jobs, right? They all are there for a job, right? That's what they've been going there for about 3 weeks to prepare themselves for work. They're all unemployed. Well, I got there, and, you know, hey, I got to do the culture release thing. Wherever I go, I don't change. I compete with, they don't change their stripes, okay? So everywhere I go, I got to be culture release. Say, hello, it's real, it's me. And I get there, and they're sitting there in like a U shape, and I'm there to present this seminar to them. Who Moved My Cheese, one of my favorite seminars to present. It's a, you know, a seminar about change, how to accept change, how to embrace change, and how to stabilize yourself once you get the right change, you know, because you can't change every single day. And but, you know, how to stabilize yourself at the same time, how to make changes. So it's a really fun teaching, right? The two little mice and the two little men absolutely adore it. Sniff and Scurry and Hem and Haw absolutely love it. Maybe I'll do it one day here on the show. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome little story. And cheese, you know, and they're in a maze looking for cheese. Well, I'm in there and I'm talking to these individuals, and I start talking about having your own business or doing what your gifts are, using your gifts and talents and things like that. And so at least half of them said, okay, they want to stay. They're unemployed, you see. But for a lot of people, they're waiting on a job. They're waiting on someone to give them a job. Now, you didn't hear this from me, but, and I'm not saying that that's foolish. Don't get it twisted. However, you don't wait on jobs, people. Stop. Stop. If you got anybody waiting on a job, please have them call me. They can get me at 888-7-7-7-1-4-7-7-7-6. Stop waiting on a job. Make a job. And then keep looking if that's what you desire to do. I try to tell people, people like to hire people that are already getting up every morning, getting dressed, going somewhere, doing something. And it's not that they're prejudiced. It's not that they're biased. No, it's the mindset. It's that thing about inertia. It's easy to keep a thing moving that's already moving. And when something is laying sedentary, just stuck there, sitting there, it's harder. It takes more energy to get it going. So they don't want someone to come into the workforce that they got to get you going. They want somebody that they know is already going on fire. So I try to tell people, so, and people will say, well, I don't have a lot of money to start a business. Well, you know what? Give me a call, please. Come to my business seminar. You know, there are many businesses that you can start for less than, get this, I know this is a secret because some of you started yours for a lot more, for less than, no, really, for less than $100, really, you can get started and put yourself to work. So if you got $100 and you don't have a job, please, please call me. I have several businesses I can get you started in. So you can stop going around saying that you're not working. A company, they don't want to hire you, trust me. They may hire you, but they don't want to. Some of them are desperate, but they're not desperate right now because there's too many people out of work. Right now, they're getting the creme de la creme. So you got to position yourself. And you got to be working somewhere, doing something every day. Companies today want to hire people that's results-driven, results-oriented. So anyway, back to my big conversation I had last night. Guess who I was on the phone with last night? You will never guess in a million years. And if you think you know, raise your hand in the chat room, you can just type it in. Or if you're on the switchboards, if you think you know who I was talking to last night, raise your hand, hit the number one key, and I'll see if you got it right. And I tell you what, it was awesome. I was actually talking to this person. I could not believe it. And by the way, Patricia, no, it was not Wendy Williams. I did watch Wendy Williams, but I wasn't talking to her. And I actually watched the BET Honors. That was very good. I got a chance to watch that. And a very powerful African singer, can't think of her name right now, but she was on the Monique show. No, she was very good. She was very good. So, now, if you think you know, you Pat Riot, you go, girl. You are a star. Yes, you are. Okay, Pat, no, but it wasn't you, but I did talk to you yesterday, but not last night. This was around 10:30 last night. So if you think you know who I was talking to, just hit your number one key, and I will share with you. But our conversation, okay, someone thinks they know. Oh, Tina, if you got this, you're going to get it, because I want to know how you know. Oh, Tina, you better not say it. Okay, I'm going to open up Tina's phone line. Tina, don't you dare.
Hi, good morning. Nah, I'm on good morning, folks, Lisa. Yes, I know, because told me.
Okay, don't say it just yet. Okay, okay, let's see. Who else? Anybody else? If you think you know who I was talking to, very, very famous person. Everybody knows this person for the most part. I don't think there's anybody in the world who does not know who this man is. Well, there, right there, I gave you a big clue. It was a man, and I had a conversation with him. If you think you know who I was talking to, okay, you don't know? All right. If you give, I'm going to let Tina tell you. Tina, because Tina knows. I told her in the chat room. I mean, I told her on Facebook. Tina, who was I talking to?
She was talking to Mr. Charles Dutton.
Yes, Mr. Charles Dutton.
Yes, Charles Dutton, the actor.
Yes. Oh, my God, Tina. He is truly, truly awesome. And what happened, he was on someone's Blog Talk Radio show. He was being interviewed. Now, my computer, for whatever reason, I could not hear the show. I don't know what was wrong. I couldn't hear it, and it forced me to call in. So I'm thinking, here's Charles Dutton. It's been advertised, you know, there's going to be so many callers. So I'm not thinking they're going to pick up my phone line. And he was talking to Charles Hollywood about the filmmaking industry, what's going on right now in the filmmaking industry. He was talking about filmmaking that's related to, you know, African Americans, how are they doing. He was talking about green light movies, raising funds, how to make it in that industry. It was just phenomenal. And then the gentleman who was doing the interview, his show, Mr. Frank, he said, he said, okay, we can open up the phone lines for questions. And they picked up a phone line of somebody's number somewhere. And the person I believe that person did say they were from New Jersey, I think. But I don't think they live in Jersey now. And they had a question or whatever. And then I was just sitting there, and I had hit the number one key. And then the next thing I know, he says, well, we're going to take another call.
Wow.
908. Oh, my God. And I almost didn't get it off mute fast enough. I got it off mute, and he said, okay, caller, what's your comment? You know, who are you? What's your comment or question? And I said, oh, this is Lisa from New Jersey. And I didn't really have a question per se, but boy, I wanted to talk to Charles Dutton. And I just basically gave him a comment, you know, complimented him, told him how much I used to love watching Rock.
Yes.
Do you remember that show?
Yes.
Yes, I used to love me some Rock. And he said, he was so humble. He was so humble. He was like, oh, thank you very much. And he kind of chuckled a little bit, you know. It was really surreal. It was really surreal because you see people on the big screen. I've seen him in many movies Oh, what about that one movie he played in, I think, The Shaft? No, not Shaft, but the one with the Wayne's brother. He's like a gets criminals or something. Jada Pinkett is in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of the name of it, though.
He played like a bad detective or something.
Yes, he did.
Yes, and so it was, I just still have watched him over the years and blah, blah, blah. I just thought that was so cool. So I told him that I was from the hometown of his little brother from Rock. The little brother. Well, I can't think of what was his name?
Joey.
Joey. I couldn't think of his name. But Joey is from Cincinnati, Ohio, and he actually went to school with my sister Holly. Now, not Hope, that's my baby sister, but my sister right over her. Went to the School of Creative and Performing Arts in Cincinnati when she was like third grade or something like that. And he was there. He was in her class. So I told him that, and he kind of chuckled at that. He goes, oh, yeah, you know. But he's just a really nice guy. I mean, really, you know. So I did ask him a question finally because he's going to be filming a movie in Philadelphia, y'all, coming up starting this year in April. He is filming a movie down there. And the movie is going to be about the music industry. So it should be a really, really good movie. I'm looking forward to it. It's about a music industry mogul who is from old school but doesn't want to, you know, kind of accept the new style of, you know, rap music and all of that. But he's got to work with these new artists. So he said he traveled all over the country. And they got, he said he didn't want, you know, name brand people playing those artist roles. So he went around the country and got a group of maybe four or five different singing artists, and he's putting them in. You see, that right there, see, I tell you, that shows you that when you have children who say they're talented, help them. Let them show their talents, because you never know when a child's gotten is going around the country and looking for ordinary people with talent, okay? You may never make it to Hollywood, all right? But you see, they can come right to your town. So he's gone around the country. He's found these people who are no name. He's going to put them in his movie, and is filming in Philadelphia. So I said to him, well, I don't live that far. I'm right here in Jersey. Now, we're holding a conversation. You know me, y'all. Listen, okay? I wasn't going to get on there and make my little comment and hang up. No, Charles, man, you about to talk.
You know what?
Wow. I thought that was too... Yeah, we about to hold a little conversation here. What? What you thought? And so, Charles, you know, I know you're going to be down there, you know, Mr. Dutton, I know you're going to be down there in Philly. So, are people able to, you know, come and, you know, watch any of this filming? And he seemed a little startled at the question. And so I said, you know, the same way like when, you know, football players, when they're, you know, about to work out for their upcoming season, they have a day or two where they allow the fans to come and watch them practice. I remember many years my husband has gone out to the T-Neck area, out there to Fairleigh Dickinson to watch the Giants practice. On the next, right? And so he's like, oh, yeah, okay. He's like, he got it, you know. He's like, well... He says, well, as you know, as if I'm a big-time film director, like, I know. I'm like, no, I don't know. He says, well, as you know, once they begin to film, it's all closed. You know, you can't come in and watch that. He says, however, there were some parts when they're rehearsing, or some parts, he said, where people can come and watch, you know. And I said, oh, great. And he says, yeah. I says, well, how would I find out about this? He says, well, you know, we'll be posting everything. So, you know, we'll make it known. You know, it's going to be a big production. Oh, you know, all of Philly will know about it. Just keep your eyes and ears open. But we're going to start around April. And I says, well, because I'm working with some youth, and I want to be able to bring them. And, you know, and I told him I worked in a halfway house where people have a similar maybe background like his. You know, he got in trouble. He did time in jail. As a matter of fact, his topic on the show last night was from jail to Yale, from jail to Yale. And so, you know, he was in jail, and now look at him. And he talked about how getting in trouble, you know, forced him to read. And so he was talking about how getting into acting forced him to read. And so that was a good strategy that he was kind of dropped a little nugget of wisdom. When you have youth who want something, but they don't want to do their schoolwork or they don't want to do math, reading, and all that, but they want to do anything artistic like dance, sing, swim, play the piano, anything, he says, and they really love that, so he says, let them do that, but then let them see that, or get them to, if you go on and do your math work, I'll let you do all of this other thing, okay? So I thought that was, you know, good advice, especially for parents that have children that may not, you know. So anyway, Tina, it was fun talking with Charles. So that was my big secret, talking to Charles Sutton today, yesterday.
Awesome.
It was awesome. It was good. You know, because he was, you know, just so polite. You know, I really would look forward to meeting him. I mean, it was, you know how people, you know how you can say something about their spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just something about him. I mean, even just in listening to him, his interview, he was, you know, you can listen to it. It's right there on Blog Talk Radio. He was very forthcoming with information about the film industry. Another thing, and he told people right out, if you're jumping on a bus, a plane, a boat, or whatever, to come to Hollywood because you want to be a big star, he says, make sure you're prepared that it's going to be hard work. He said that you may be, and it may break you. It does break some people. They can't sustain. He said, but what his advice is, he said, rather than focus on being a star, focus on being a great artist. And, you know, that's like what we tell people, do what you love and the money will come. So in other words, you know, I mean, you're focusing on your craft that way. And therefore,
right.
I thought that was, it was just good to hear him say it. You know, he said, don't just focus on being a star, but focus on being an artist. And that was good. So, yeah, so that was fun. I was like, wow, Charles Sutton, a person that I've watched on TV and enjoy watching. We're sitting here having a conversation. So, Charles Sutton today, Oprah tomorrow. Hey,
man.
And Tina today, how about that?
You're right.
Yes, yes, yes. And so, you know what? Well, we're going to, I know we were looking forward to hearing some tax information, so we didn't, but I'm going to see if we can, you never, like I said, I didn't I could have gotten my days mixed up, y'all, so I do apologize if you came to the show specifically for that tax information, but don't worry, I will get it for you. Do not fret. Do not fret, but you know that's how, hey, listen, it's like Charles Sutton said, this is show business. Listen, like he said, if you're coming to show business expecting that everything is going to be peachy and cream, as you're going to come out here and get your feelings hurt. He said, you know, I mean, he was laying it out, y'all. You need to go listen to that interview. Anybody who has dreams of filmmaking, you want to hear from a person that's been there, done that, okay? You know, he's not a wannabe. He's not somebody wanting to do it. He's been there, done that. And so you need to hear kind of what he's saying. Now, also, I want to say congratulations, Miss Adele J. Foster. She's been traveling around the country with her phenomenal speaker TV show that she's producing. In the midst of that, and she's going around taking off. People are signing up. I believe they're in Florida right now. If not, they just like Florida where they were doing taping there. She may still be there right now. So we want to give her a shout out and congratulations because that's phenomenal right there. And she's going around. People are signing up. and they're speaking, and then there's going to be almost like a, almost like the, you know, the contest where people get up and speak, and then the best speaker will win, almost like the American Idol or something like that. But a show like that. I don't know too much care to use that word, idol, but anyway, that's the, what they decided to name your show. This is phenomenal speaker. It's just a similar setup. She's going around the country, so we want to congratulate her. We also want to congratulate Mr. Howard J. Scott on all of his Black History Month speeches and celebrations that he's going around doing. Don't forget, you got to go to the website for March 12th for $30. Again, you will get nothing like that anywhere, anywhere, nowhere. And Thursday, well, we have Mr. Percy Walker tomorrow. Thursday, if I can get Mr. Ralph to come, we will get him to come. I know he really wants to be here because we've talked, and he's been on the show before, in case you didn't know. He's been on the show, but it's been at least a year ago. So now I want him to come back and to share some new and updated information for you. So, you know, thank you for keeping it tuned in right here on Blog Talk Radio. Anything else? Let's see, what else is going on? Okay, so we have the self-publishing convention coming up, April 1st and 2nd. We have our Kingdom Women's Empowerment Convention. You absolutely cannot forget that. And we also are launching a series of workshops and seminars in Newark coming up, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. There's the TV show that's going to be on YouTube. By the way, go to YouTube. Go to YouTube when you get a chance. There is a video clip that I put up there about the TV show. Go and listen, I mean, about the Blog Talk Radio show, the Coach Talisa show. Go and listen to that. What else? What else, Tina?
I think you covered it all.
Okay, so don't forget the From Prostitute to Princess workshop and book, the Think Like a Lady and Act Like a Lady and Get the Man.
Yeah.
In work.
Yeah, I need that one.
You need that one? Great, no. Great. We are. I've already had a few people try to purchase that one. Okay, great. We have that seminar coming up. Well, we will be in Atlanta, Georgia on the 18th, 19th, and 20th for that Global Women's Empowerment Retreat. You heard my guest last on Friday. We had Miss Jackie. Jackie O, by the way. No, Olivia O. Olivia and Jackie. There was a Jackie and there was an O, so Jackie O. Jackie and Olivia were the guests. And actually, we got a lot of downloads for that show. A lot of people did download that show. So, they're going to have their 90 seconds left. Well, we're out of time. Thank you very much for tuning in. Go have a wonderful, powerful day. Thank you for calling in, Tina. Thank you. My big conversation. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks to those of you in the chat room for staying tuned in. Yes. Okay. Every time it gets, Wow. Thank you all. But don't get ideas for Monday. I know Paul says that I ad-lib greatly. But that's my Toastmasters coming out of me, Paul. I was in Toastmasters for about 7 years. But he says, don't get any ideas for Monday because you're going to be there. I know. But, you know, really, I have to tell you a little secret about how to ad-lib like that. It's like I said, it's a toast. It's a very, very old Toastmasters secret. It's nothing that I created on my own. I just know how to use it. So thank you all. See you next time. Until then, remember, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. Thanks, Tina.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.